here's a story from The World.
Historic and inspiring. Those words from a Palestinian diplomat reacting to the news that Joe Biden will become the next U.S. president. The past 4 years of the Trump administration have not been good for the Palestinian Authority. So what kinds of changes in U.S. policy are they hoping to see under a Biden-Harris administration? Hanan Ashrawi is a senior official with the Palestine Liberation Organization, the PLO, and joins me from Ramallah. When Trump was elected in 2016, there was a statement from the Palestinians that they hoped they could work with them. How well have things gone, would you say?
Things have gone in a disastrous way. It's been really an unmitigated catastrophe. Working with or not working with Trump has in many ways threatened the whole Palestinian issue and cause. Trump decided from the beginning that he's going to bash the Palestinians into submission. He's going to not only side with Israel, but protect its impunity and join it as a partner in crime and in occupation. And he moved in many ways unilaterally and illegally in order to preempt all Palestinian issues. So we had to survive these 4 years. They were extremely dangerous, they were extremely painful, and the very building blocks of peace were being systematically destroyed.
Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority president, congratulated Biden and Harris after the news of their win over the weekend. But, I mean, based on what you're saying, Hanan Ashrawi, what are the Palestinian Authority and Abbas realistically hoping for from a Biden administration?
First of all, we hope to stop the damage. This is very important. We have to stop this slippery slope, and we have to prevent also in the transition between now and January from delivering even more to Israel. So this is one thing. But two, we have to try to forge a new way ahead, not by going back to the way things were before, because the problem is that American policy has failed repeatedly in bringing about a just peace, in curbing Israeli violations, in protecting Palestinian rights. So we cannot go back to doing more of the same, hoping for a different result. Palestine now is part of the American conversation. It is no longer a taboo. We are part of a movement. We are part of an awareness of the need to respect human rights, to treat people equally, to respect the global rule of law, and to move ahead in ways that are different from the usual let AIPAC and let the pro-Israel lobby decide on American policy in the Middle East.
Just a reminder, AIPAC, the American-Israel Political Action Committee. What more damage are you worried about in the next 3 months before Trump leaves the White House? I mean, Netanyahu came out with a warm congratulations for Biden.
You believe that? Netanyahu, I think, feels that he's lost his best friend because Trump was working for Netanyahu. Trump was delivering everything that Netanyahu wanted and at the same time pandering to his base in the U.S. So now he feels that he can no longer dictate American policy when it comes to Palestine. In many ways, they still are capable of doing more damage, like enabling the overt and so on annexation of 30% of the West Bank or of all the settlements and so on. They can do a lot of damage, and I don't want to give them any suggestions or ideas, please.
As a result of the Trump White House, the Palestinians have boycotted Washington for 3 years. Will that boycott end?
The U.S. disqualified itself as a peace broker or as an interlocutor because it became part of the occupation. And it violated the law and our rights. So in a sense, the moment the Trump plan is off the table, the moment all these prejudicial and illegal steps are stopped and undone, of course, the reasons for the suspension of dialogue and talks will be removed.
I mean, the Palestinian boycott of Washington basically came as a result of the move of the embassy to Jerusalem and recognizing Jerusalem as the capital. Biden has essentially said he won't change that.
Well, that's why they need to reconsider, because they cannot be part of an illegal position. 14 out of 15 Security Council members, with the exception, of course, of the U.S., voted against this. And there is a very easy way out. You took an illegal decision that was rejected by the rest of the world. You can undo that.
Hanan Ashrawi, you've had decades of international diplomatic experience. What do you think Joe Biden brings to the job in terms of the interests of Palestinians?
Well, look, we have no illusions. He is no savior. We know him and we know Kamala Harris, and we know that they have very strong AIPAC ties, and we know that they have all been very pro-Israeli, but they cannot afford to do more of the same now. And I think they should engage the Palestinians as equals, as people with equal rights, and they should also engage Israel as a country that is not above the law, but that has to be held to account.
Hanan Ashrawi is a senior official of the Palestine Liberation Organization, the PLO. Thank you so much for your time today.
You're most welcome.